that included special petitions for our new students. That's going to happen a lot over the next few days and the next few weeks, and very often from this pulpit and this auditorium. We are so grateful for all of you who are new, as well as those of you who are leading you as our returning students. We're thankful for the family members that are here today, for entrusting your students, your children, your young people to our care for these next few years. And that includes not only the Free Hardeman family, but the Henderson Church family. We're very proud of this beautiful group that is with us for the coming year, and we hope the very best. Their theme for their orientation program is called Happy Days. That particular program is known as Interfaith. And we have a lot of the audience who've been a part of that program before. But it seems that we need to think about how really happy today is. I know that for some it is a sad day as we think about those who will be leaving loved ones behind for a while. But it really is a happy day. And really our days consist, our years consist, our life consists of what we choose to make of our individual days. 3,000 years ago, the psalmist was wise. He says, "Today is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." That is not just because that we are beginning a new school year, but for all of us, that is the way that once we break consciousness, hopefully early in the morning, that we will understand that today is a gift from God. It is a day that should be used wisely rather than foolishly, and especially is a day that should be used to His honor and to His glory. That's what we're doing in this hour of worship. And so can we also spend all of our days and eventually have all of life dedicated to the honor and glory of Almighty God. Why is it that the psalmist suggests, emphasizes today? This is the day that the Lord has made. And why is it that we must learn that we can live our lives only one day at a time? May I briefly suggest three reasons. First of all, today is all that we have. Our life consists of past, present, and future. There are some people who choose to live in the past. There are people who are very sad about their past. There are other people who are very happy about their past, and they want to return to it. And then there are those who understand that they have wasted a great deal of their life because of their past. And yet, with every new day, we have an opportunity to make amends of what is wrong, of what has been wasted, to use well, to use wisely, not only in behalf of first-year students, but for all of us. We need to learn that we can't live in the past. We've accomplished a lot so far, but we can't live there. We must move forward. And then there are those who like to look ahead and live in tomorrow. They are dreamers. And there must be dreams, of course, that we are seeking to accomplish. But we can't be merely dreamers. We must be those who work hard. We must be those who learn. We must be those who apply what we learn to the development of skills that will help us all through the course of life and help us to be of help to others. So we can't live in the past. We can't live in the future. All we have is now. What we have is today. And of course, according to the grace and mercy of God, we anticipate having several of those. Of course, we never know. So what we have is today. The best way for us to enjoy the present every single day is to live and to rejoice and to use wisely, making the most of our time of every day. I want to suggest to you some things to consider, just a list of things that come to mind as I think about making every day a good day, a wise day, that will turn out to be a happy day. And that is, first of all, for your life, just as you've had the goal of coming to Free Hartman. And now as you have the goal of someday graduating from Free Hartman, we all must make life goals. And every day is a contribution to those life goals. Those goals are going to depend upon what priorities that you have set. Those goals and priorities are also going to be affected by living up to the convictions that you have, living according to what you believe, and then, more importantly, the one in whom you believe that is responsible for what you believe. Understanding that there is a great deal to be gained by being someone, becoming someone, if you're not already, who can be trusted. And also, someone who is trying to draw closer to God every single day. You see, you don't accomplish all of that at one time. You accomplish it day by day, one day at a time. Using as one of our themes, Psalm 118, verse 24, "This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it." Why? Well, it's all that we have. We hope for another tomorrow. Right now, this is what we can do with today. Secondly, today is all that we can manage. It's all that we can really handle. Do you know someone who is so worried all the time about the things that are back there in the past? Or maybe they are so happy about things back there in the past that they live back there, but they still have all of these things to do in the present. And so, really thinking about the past as well as the present becomes, rather than a blessing, becomes a curse for them. Because we can't handle the past and handle the present at the same time. And then there are those, again, who look forward and they're always anticipating. They're always looking for something better. They're always looking for something that they do not yet have or do not yet possess. And so they look beyond what is to be enjoyed right now into that which they hope to have in the future. And they miss the blessing of now. They miss the blessing of today, of the present. And so as we think about being blessed, we need to learn the art of living one day at a time, but again, living that one day at a time very wisely, the best that we can. The editor of a large city newspaper was one time asked, "How in the world do you write 300 editorials every single year?" Maybe there is an author that you like that you're amazed by their productivity, and that's especially true on a daily basis when it comes to a newspaper. This particular gentleman's answer was, "Oh, if I thought about writing 300 editorials at one time for a full year, I would go absolutely crazy. But I only think about the next one. And I write today's editorial, that is the editorial for tomorrow, I write it today, and then tomorrow I will write the one for the next day." In other words, every day's work has to be done on that day. You know, that's very good advice for a student. We project into the near end of the semester a lot of things that have to be done now. We all have a problem with procrastination, I suppose, but it's deadly for a student. It's even deadly for a faculty member. And so as we think about learning to do our task daily and staying on schedule, they turn out to be very productive and happy days. And then thirdly, today really is all that we need. We have in our audience today someone who gave 43 years of life to Free Hartman and really continues to do so, and that's Brother Eklaud Gardner. He served as president for 20 and a half years. I can remember over and over again certain things that Brother Gardner emphasized during his presidency and even before. And one of them was that everyone has, as a gift from God, everyone has the same 24 hours every day. But some use their 24 hours much better than others. Boy, there have been many days where I've sat in chapel thinking about that and thinking, I haven't used the last 24 hours as well as I could. I sure hope to today. There have been a lot of times where penitence was needed to make up for wasted time. But the lesson needs to be learned that we all have 24 hours per day. What we do with that 24 hours makes all the difference. What can we do about our past, where yes, there may be many good things, but there may also be some disappointing things? The Bible suggests to us that we turn it all over to God, that we turn not only the living of the present and the future, but also our past over to God. That is why we've had the Lord's Supper this morning. That's why we've had hymns that remember the Lord went to the cross in our behalf. He went to shed His blood so that our sins could be remitted, that is, canceled, forgiven, and not remembered by God anymore. That had to be one of the things Paul had in mind when he said, this one thing I do, forgetting the things which went before, in particular that part of life in which he was guilty of the murder of the saints of God. He moved on as a result of the full cleansing power of the grace of God and the blood of Christ and his obedience to the gospel. That's what we need to do. I'm not just talking to first-year students today. I'm talking to all of us who in our lives carry things with us for which we may not have repented. And therefore, we hang on to them. We have the weight of them dragging us down. And we live continuing to think about all the sorrows, all the excuses, all the mistakes, when all of that can be washed away by the blood of Christ, can be washed away from our memory if we'll turn it all over to God and follow the example of obedience to the gospel that we see over and over again in the book of Acts. Think about being guilty of the murder of God's only Son. And yet all of those who realize who in one day they could be forgiven of even that by repenting and being baptized into Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, becoming a member of the New Testament church. We also can commit the future into God's hands, understanding that none of us can see even right in front of us. I mean, that's about it. We don't even do that very well. We certainly can't see what's going to happen later today, although we have a schedule, all of us do. Those of you in Interface have a full schedule. A lot of it is going to be fun. A lot of it is going to be spiritual. In fact, it's all going to be spiritually based. Getting you ready for what is going to happen beginning Wednesday, when some of you may be bold or brave enough to be in Roy's 7:30 class Wednesday morning. But as we think about that and as we prepare for it, I'm committing today into the hands of Almighty God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. You see, the power is not in us. You may try, but you will fail if you try to accomplish all of your goals, all of your dreams, by your own help and effort. You need the Lord, and the Lord is here for you. We also need to think about the foundation for the future that is mentioned in great passages like 1 Timothy 6:19. Paul says at the end of that little epistle to Timothy, he talks about a number of just little, not suggestions, they're commandments. And he talks about things like being generous. Just as Sean emphasized our blessings a few moments ago as we partake of the collection every first day of the week. We think of our blessings, but we think not only materially, but spiritually. And so we too are to be generous as we've been generously blessed. We're to be good as opposed to evil. We're to be kind as opposed to unkind. We're to be selfless rather than selfish. You see all of these things displayed in the life of Jesus. And the good news is that you see them displayed in the life of those who wear the name of Jesus. Although all of us will admit there's a great deal of growth and development and improvement that is needed. Be good, be generous, be kind, be loving, be forgiving. And this is, Paul says, a solid foundation for the future which is to come. In particular, for that life which is life indeed. Today is all we have. Today is all we can manage. And today is all we need. According to the wisdom of God, what we do with today, though, is up to us. Every single one of us. And some of you will use this 24-hour block of time better than others. But let's all dedicate ourselves to doing just that. And I hope you will not be concerned about me or disappointed that I am a fan of Kung Fu Panda. And in that particular movie, there are a number of brilliant observations by Master Oogway. But here is one that applies to our lesson today. He advises one, you are too concerned with what was and what will be. There is a saying, and he quotes the saying, that has been attributed to a number of people. We're not even sure who said it for the first time. But yesterday is history. Tomorrow is mystery. Today is a gift. That is why it's called the present. The very best way to use your today, if you're not yet a Christian, is to become one. Could there be anything better for your life than for you to be baptized into Jesus Christ, to be wed to Him as you make the good confession, I believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and you become a member of His body, the church? Could there be a better use of today than for someone who is here as a worshiper, but someone who has sin in life for which there has not been repentance, there has not been resolution to leave it, and even as a Christian trying to hide it? That would be a need for a response, at least privately. It may be a need for a response publicly. That is why the invitation always includes the opportunity for someone to come to the front, to have prayers prayed in your behalf, to renew your dedication and love to the Lord that we know you love. You're here today in worship to Him, but there may be something that separates you from Him. What could be a better use of the gift God has given you of today? This is the day the Lord has made, not us. We will rejoice and be glad in it as we stand and sing.